Okay, good evening everyone. Shkoyach, shkoyach for coming. A special shkoyach for coming tonight. So tonight we're going to speak the Simanim Lamed Vav of to Mem Bet. The first topic is a continuation of what we started last week about Graf Shel Ra'i. So the topic that we start today is Asiyat Garaf Lechatchila. What is the definition of Asiyat Garaf Lechatchila? What's considered Enosin Garaf Shel Ra'i Lechatchila? You're not allowed to do it Lechatchila. If you did it, you can clean it. But what is considered Asiyat Lechatchila? And it seems like when it's Mekom Hefsed, it's Mutar. So what exactly is the definition of that also? When do we say that? Do everyone agree with that? What exactly going on? So the Gemara in Betzayin Daf Kaf Alef gives us the concept of Mezamnin et Anochri. Lemaise, we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hold that you're not allowed to invite a goy to your house in Shabbat, mishum shiyore kosot. Because if you're going to invite a goy, so he's going to use the cup for his wine, and the wine is basically a nesech, so the leftovers in the cup are going to be isur ana'ah. And then the kos is basically going to be toughled towards the isur, and you're not going to be allowed to move the kos. So the Gemara said, why couldn't you move the cup? Because it's sitting on the table after he ate, and it's disgusting. So although it's normally asur betiltul, but since it's disgusting, so maybe you should move it, although it's mukta because of graf shel ra'i. So the Gemara said, v'chi osin graf shel ra'i lechatchila. So you see the concept of graf shel ra'i lechatchila, the fact that you invite the goy to spend the meal with you is basically causing, you know for sure that he's going to use it because you're planning to serve wine, so you know that the leftover is going to be graf shel ra'i, and if it's going to be graf shel ra'i, you have a problem. So it's asur. Lemaise, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, but the idea of graf shel ra'i is still la'alacha. So this is one of the cases that the Gemara mentioned, the concept that you're not allowed to cause the situation of graf shel ra'i. If you medakdek in Rashi here, it sounds like Rashi come to say like a little bit of a chidush. Nei dechit akaman mesalkinan le'ava le'atui kaman o le'meizal anan le'gabei ki hei chedenim asalan v'nisal kei mishari. So Rashi says that causing graf shel ra'i lechatchila is not only putting garbage on the table and make it to be a graf shel ra'i, even going next to a graf shel ra'i is also considered creating a graf shel ra'i. So keep that in mind, and then we're going to go to the next Gemara. Beitza Lamed Vav, like almost 15 pages after, we have another story in the Gemara. בירחיה דאבא ידלוף, עדה לקמד רבא, אמר לזיל האלה לפוריח להתם, דליה וכגרף של ראי והפקה. So, the Rechaim, what is the translation for Rechaim?
Millstone.
There was a drip from the ceiling that was eating the mud, the material that it was made from, and he didn't know what to do. He came in front of his Rabbi, it was Rabba, so he said, you know what, I'm going to tell you a trick. You should go there and the drip that goes into a cup, and you want to clean it because you don't want it to fill up and it's going to go on the meal stone. So bring your table or your chair or whatever next to it, and then you're going to be disgusted by the water that drips there, and then you can move all of it and you can move it outside. The delef, the pot that was full of water, and he didn't want it to drip more on the... So you see that he was allowing him to bring his chair into that spot and causing graf shel ra'i. So the Gemara said, Yativ abaya v'kaka shele v'chi osin graf shel ra'i lechatchila. How could you do that? V'chi osin graf shel ra'i lechatchila. And at the meantime, when he was questioning his Rebbe, so the Rechaya broke, the Rechaim broke. And Abaya said, "Teti le'davri ademar." I deserve that because I was questioning my Rebbe. So the conclusion here, lichora, majority of poskim hold that lemaise we hold like Rabba, that it's mutter. The question is why. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say too much. But based on the Rashi that we just read, Rashi considered bringing your chair into the Graf Shel Rei to be considered Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila. So, lichora, according to Rashi, the heter here is because of the hefsed. Although we're not allowing you to create a Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila, but if there is a case that you're going to lose a lot of money, you're allowed to create Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila. And that's basically the first answer of Tosfot here on the spot. In Dav Lamed Vav, you have Tosfot. It asks the question, how did he allow him to do that? En osin Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila? Svira le Rabba de'ach hasharim mishum pseida. Okay, so that's the first answer in Tosfot, and that's the how Rashi hold. But Tosfot bring another tirutz. O mishum delo mikru lechatchila kol kach hacha, kevan shayu agshamim kvar mezalfin babayit, en kol kach lechatchila kmo mezamnim nochri. So Tosfot says a chidush, and he says like, graf shel rei lechatchila is only when you create the graf. You put the garbage on the table, and you said, ach, now it's I'm disgusted by it, so it's, but you're not allowed to bring the garbage into the table and cause graf shel rei. But if the garbage or the disgusting thing is dripping somewhere and you just bring your chair into it, that's fine. And according to this pshat in Tosfot, it seems like you don't need mekom hefset. Tosfot playing with the definition of graf shel rei. He said graf shel rei is only when you touch the, when you create the graf. If you just bring your chair into that, that's fine. The Rashba and the Shitmak have a chidushim, tremendous chidushim here. The Rashba seems to say that the prohibition of Graf Shel Rei is only when you plan to create it. But if you just like something that you couldn't done before Shabbat, you could do it on Shabbat. So according to the Rashba and the Shitmak Mekubetzet also, it's a tremendous chidush that Achronim did not see them and they said it's Asur, and it might might be that some of them would have changed their mind. They're saying that you're allowed to take, according to them, you're allowed to peel your egg, and although the peels of the eggs are garbage and they're solid gamur, you're allowed to put them on the table and create graf shel rei because you couldn't eat the egg yesterday. It wasn't. Yeah. It's like whenever you do it derech achila, normal achila, no, nobody would tell you that you should like not allowed to eat. You're allowed to peel nuts and you're allowed to peel eggs and put it on the table because that's normal way of eating. And we're not requiring you to prevent that and do it in advance. What we ask you to do in advance is not to invite a goy to create a graf shel rei, but you don't have to invite a goy to your house. Although we don't hold like this the idea of inviting a goy for this purpose, we hold the idea of enosin graf shel rei lechatchila. We do hold. We don't hold the Rabbi Yishol ben Levi lahalacha. But Lemaise, the Rashba in the Shita Mekubetzet, in the name of the Ramban, says it Meforash. Shitmak is more Meforash than the Rashba. The Rashba is a little bit, you can look, there is a little bit to discuss the Rashba inside, but the Shita Mekubetzet is Meforash. V'chi osin graf shel rei lechatchila shelo letzorech. Aval letzorech, kegon zrikat klipin ve'atzamot lefanenu b'sha'a she'anachnu ochlim, mutar ve'afilu lechatchila. So it's Meforash in the Shita Mekubetzet and the Ramban. The only poisek that you could be medakdek the opposite is the Rambam himself. The Rambam in Perek Kavav Alachat Et Zayin, when he discussed the din of klipin v'garinim, he says, v'chen kol klipin v'garinim, look at page number 3, I have the Rambam in the second paragraph, v'chen kol klipin v'garinim arroim lemachal be'ema, metaltelim otam, if the klipa is arroim lemachal be'ema, you allow to move it, v'she'enam ruim ochel et ha'ochel v'zorkan le'achorav, ואסור לטלטלם. So the pshat of the Rambam sounds like he's passing like the Amora in Kuf Mem Gimel that says that he spit it behind him. And if he was holding like the Shita Mekubetzet, he should have said, you can spit it on the table and clean it after. But it seems like the Rambam did not hold this way. You could argue and say that the Rambam just discussed a case that you're not sitting on a table and you're eating a meal. You're just like snacking something. So he said, why bother? Just spit it where you want to get rid of it. If you're sitting on a meal, maybe the Rambam would be moide. The Rambam is a little vague, and that's at least the reason that many poskim these days would still be afraid to paskin completely like the Shita Mekubetzet, because the Shita Mekubetzet is a tremendous scholar. I mean, and, that you can put psolet on the table and clean it lechatchila, it's a tremendous chidush. Lemaise, we mentioned that there is two answers in Tosfot about enosin graf shel rei lechatchila, right? We said in Tosfot, let's go back to the normal approach. Enosin graf shel rei lechatchila, you're not allowed to create graf shel rei lechatchila. The first terutz of Tosfot says that if there is a pseida, you're allowed to create graf shel rei lechatchila. That was the first terutz of Tosfot. The second terutz of Tosfot says that although normally you're not allowed to create graf shel rei, it's only when you create, you put the garbage on the table and then it becomes disgusting and then you clean. But if you bring your chair into the graf, that's not considered graf shel rei lechatchila and you don't need mekom hefsed. Now, if you get the Shulchan Aruch and the Bet Yosef bring the two terutzim of the Rosh and the Tosfot, and he's not machria so much. He just bring at the end that the Rambam seems to maybe argue about the whole concept, because maybe he hold like Abaye, that the fact that Abaye said Teiti Lidavri Ademar, it was just like I deserve that, but he still hold the Maise unlike Rabba. So maybe the Bet Yosef was a little bit afraid to paskin like the second Terutz of Tosfot. And if you read the Shulchan Aruch, the poskim, like, a little bit ignore. All the normal poskim around the Shulchan Aruch ignore the two terutzim of Tosfot. They just, if you read Seif Lamed Zayin, it's meforash lichora that the Shulchan Aruch hold like the first terutz, that only b'mkom pseida we allow to create graf shel rei. You read Seif Lamed Zayin, b'mkom de'ika pseida, mutar lachnis mitato etzel graf shel rei ve'likbo yeshivato etzlo. So if you read this Seif, it's meforash lichora that the Shulchan Aruch hold like the second like the first terutz in Tosfot, that the heter of graf shel rei is only when it's mekom pseida, but he's not mechalek between coming next to the garaf or creating the garaf itself. The only poisek that I found that discussed that is the Biur HaGra. It's like a couple of words, like kedarko, and he basically summarizes the thing. In the Biur HaGra on Seif Lamed Zayin, he writes, you see that page number 4 on the bottom, on the footnote, Bimkom, he writes, Kebet haterutzim shel Tosfot sham lechumra. Tur, vekedarko bekol makom. So, I don't know exactly what he means when he says the tur, the Heara, and the Friedman says that the tur doesn't say that. The pshat in the Magen Avraham, in the Gra, seems to me that he learned the Seif Lamed Vav, Enosin Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila. You have it in page number 4, so the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Lamed Vav. Enosin Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila. When the Shulchan Aruch explained what is Enosin Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila, what does the Shulchan Aruch said? Dehainu Leavi Davar Sha'atid Leimaes, Kedei Leotzio Lich Sheimaes. So he treats something that is not there yet, it's just going to happen. So it sounds like even like to go into situations that are going to cause disgustiness in the future, it's also considered a graf.
Wouldn't that be like the case of inviting the guy?
What do you mean?
You're not directly making the graf sharei, you're just inviting him in, and that's going to cause a situation where you're going to have a graf sharei.
But it basically saying
as
that
as opposed to you coming.
So you don't accept the chiluk of Tosfot that coming next to something is not considered graf shel rei.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is Seif Lamed Vav is basically muchach that he disagree with the second terutz of Tosfot, and Seif Lamed Zayin says that b'mkom pseida it's mutter. So it's basically the first terutz. So he's basically pasking both ways lechumra. And it seems like he is matir b'mkom pseida only to bring your mita to the graf shel rei. But even if you have a pseida, you're not allowed to cause graf shel rei. So it's a chumra both ways. So that's what the Gra is trying to say, that we hold like both terutzim lechumra. And then I had a question, meaning why would the Shulchan Aruch be so machmir? So it seems to me, if you read in the Bet Yosef, that when he conclude the Bet Yosef, he bring the Rambam. And he said that the Rambam seems to be machmir like Abaye, that it's asur even b'mkom pseida. So he said, even if the Rambam, this is the pshat in the Rambam, so that's why I'm not going to be so mekel, I'm going to be paskin like Tosfot only if you have the two chumrot, the two, it's mekom pseida, and you just bring your chair next to it. You don't create it lechatchila. So Shulchan Aruch seem to be machmir lemaise. That's lechora the conclusion lahalacha regarding to graf shel rei and mekom pseida. And that's what the Gra says. And it's a little difficult that nobody mentioning that because it's mamash lemaise. Now let's continue with Din Baalei Chayim, Didui v'Negiah. That's page number 5. And in Shabbat in Kuf Kaf Chet Amud Bet, we have the Din of Tarnegolet Shebarcha. The Mishnah says, Dochin v'chule, and then the Gemara explain why Tarnegolet is more chamor than other animals. The Tarnegolet, you're not allowed to even do didui. Tarnegolet ma'ita amalo, amar abaya mishum demakpi anafsha. If you're going to touch the chicken going to jump, and then you basically going to pick up the chicken, and you're going to be metal tel mukze. And then the Gemara discussed didui of a son, and then basically the Gemara moves to didui that it's not a problem of mukta, it's a problem of otzah mirshut l'rshut. So we're going into Rashut Arabim, right? Didui of a little kid is in Rashut Arabim, that we're coming to prevent the problem of otzah mirshut l'rshut or avara mirshut Arabim, as opposed to the problem of mukta that we're discussing in Chatzer. Chatzer is not a problem of Hotza'ah, it's just a problem of Tiltul. Now, it's meforash in this Gemara that animals are mukta, because the concern that chicken, you're going to pick it up, you're going to be metaltel mukta. We're not talking about Hotza'ah mirshut l'rshut, you're just talking about, it's like a gzeira, maybe you're going to pick it up. The Ran on the Rif explained what is the reason, what is the nature of the Isur of Baalei Chayim. The Ran and the Rishonim, that's the Lashon of the Rishonim, if you medagdag in the Ran on the Rif, ונמצא זה מטלטלה ובשבת לא חזיה למידי. So chicken doesn't have any use on Shabbat, so what type of mukze would you define that? Like avanim, right? Lo chazi lemidi, that doesn't have anything to do with, right? So if that's the definition of animals, so we might play with it a little bit, but what is the issue of tiltul baalei chayim? Lechora, if you read the Ran, it sounds like mukze mechamat gufo. It doesn't have any shimush, doesn't have any... Aval shar behema v'chaya, so we're allowed to move them. Didu is like holding them and moving them. Now the Ran also ask, why would we be allowed to do even didui? That's the end of the Ran, page number 6. It's emphasized part in the second paragraph. Umi ukasheli, each medadin behema chayav of klal, v'afilu bechatzer. How could you even do that? Hakol mide de lo chazi letiltul, kishem shen metaltelim et kulo, kachen metaltelim et mikzato. We're going to discuss Bezrat Hashem. We'll have time to discuss tiltul b'mikzat. It's a whole new topic that we need to discuss, but the Ran is assuming that tiltul b'miktzat is tiltul. And what is the source for that? When you have a dead body, you're not allowed even to move one organ, one ever. So you see that although you're not moving the whole body, it's still considered tiltul. So why are we allowed to push or hold a little bit the animal and help the animal move? Nechora it's tiltul b'miktzat. It should be asur, even that should be asur. When we're not talking about chicken, right? Chicken is not, but other animals, like behemah chayav ha'of, why is it mutter? So he says, lefichach nireh li de'acha mishum tzar baalei chayim. So according to the Ran, it's like a leniency that we have because of tzar baalei chayim, but it is considered tiltul. Even like d'chiyah or didui is considered in achinami. It is a little bit of tiltul, but for tzar baalei chayim, it's mutter. The Ran before that just mentioned that if the animal is very, very big, you're allowed to be medadeh even in Rishut Arabim. And if the animal is not so big, so you're allowed to do that in the Chatzer, but not in Rishut Arabim. So that's another chiluk that you should have in mind also, but that's like on the side. The Rambam ignore the idea of tiltul mukta by chicken. He said that the reason that a chicken is not allowed to do didui is because chashash of tlisha. If you're going to do didui, maybe you're going to pull one of the feathers.
Fur?
Yeah, feathers.
And chicken feathers.
Yeah, so you're going to pull one of those, and it's a problem of tolesh. That's isu dorad. It makes sense, because to make a gezegah, maybe you're going to be metaltel, it's a gezegah l'gzegah. Uh-huh. So that's why the Rambam makes a lot of sense regarding to this.
I mean, it's a psikration. If you're going to pull up the feather.
Even if it's not, as long as it's majority going to happen, I can understand the gezegah, because it's a high probability that it's going to happen, so fine. Chazal didn't want you to do that. But when you discuss the tiltul, it's like, what are you going to do? It's going to jump, and you're going to be metaltel, tiltul min atzad, and it's like, no mitkaven, and like, so it makes, he takes care of that problem, at least. And the Ravid, I disagree, like we just read in Rashi.
What's the situation? Wouldn't it be lo nichala, or no? That
wouldn't matter. It would probably be lo nichala.
That wouldn't matter.
It depends what the Rambam holds by lo nichala, but yeah. But I'm just saying, like, at least the Rambam have, like, somehow connection to Deoraita. Mm-hmm. This, all the other Rishonim discuss Mukta, it's like a Chidush. Okay, so now, we took care of the basics. We have a din of didui. We're not allowed to be medad the chicken, and we're allowed to be medade bema chayava off. And if they're big, you're allowed even to do it in Rishut HaRabim. But chicken is the only exception. So if you read this halakha, and we have a couple of other gemarot in Shabbat, like kofin et asal bifnei efruchim, and bema shenafla le'amat ha'mayim, you're allowed to bring like pillows to put, tzar ba'alei chayim. All the Gemarot is meforash, lichora, that animal is a mukta. So even the Rambam that doesn't discuss mukta here is moide lichora to this concept that animals are mukta. Now I want to expand the talk about that a little bit, and it's very relevant lemaise with all type of pets that we have these days. What is the definition? Meaning, it seems like all the animals are mukta. So the question is, if you have a pet in your house, are you allowed to pet it? And maybe to pick it up also, maybe it's different than all the other animals that we're discussing here. Is it basically the same or not? So based on what we just mentioned, if the nature of the issue of animals is because of Mukta Mechamat Gufo, so we learn during the whole Siman that even Mukta Mechamat Gufo, you're allowed to do Yichud. If you dedicate the Mukta Mechamat Gufo to a specific goal or specific use, it takes away the Shem Mukta. So could you say that animal that you're miyached to play with is not Mukta anymore? So that's a debate, and I'm going to start with the simple achroinim, and then we're going to go to more like fancy even rishonim, but we're going to try to get to maskana. We'll see how much time we'll have. The first achron that seems to raise the question is the marshal. The Taz bring the marshal, and the marshal says something weird that the normal poskim on the spa disagree with. Babet Yosef Avize, page number 8, you see on the bottom, Taz Sif Katan Kafbet brings בבית יוסף הביא זה מתלמוד ארוך, זה איסור אוף טילטול בהמה חייב העוף. ומרשל בתשובה סימן י' כתב, התרנגולין שבביתו מותר בשבת לצוד אחריהם ולתלן. ומביא שם עידה הצדן פטור. ותמתי על מה שמח להתיר טילטול המוקצה, אף על גב דשארי לדעתי הצדה, אינו למקום שמשתמרים שם. אבל הטילטול בידיים בדבר המוקצה אין היתר. He said, I don't know what he's talking about. It doesn't make sense. Although the Mishnah says that there is no Isur Tzeda, but tiltur is still there. So how could you allow people to touch their chicken inside the house? That's the Marshal. He says, Taz doesn't understand what he's saying. The Mishnah Brura, Lichora Meforash also, he basically quoted the Tazla Halacha, and he said, "V'afilu imu murgal bebeto mikvar, the two en bo mishum chashash tzedah." Even if you have chicken inside the house that everyone like comfortable with, and there is no tzedah because it's nitzot ve'omed, "Afilu achid itlam b'yadayim asur mishum muktze." And even if he's causing damage, they sue till tul muktze afilu b'mkom efsed. Now, this is another thing that you should keep in mind, because the Mishnah Berurah here seems to say that muktze is asur even b'mkom efsed. In Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, there is a big discussion if muktze is muta b'mkom efsed, especially when it's a lot of money. If you're allowed to be matzil ma'ot mishum adleka, if you have a fire in your house, if you're allowed to take all the $1 million that you have there and like keep them in like. When you have a lot of money, it might be different, but at least hefsed katan, it's asur b'mkom efsed. It's another topic that hopefully we're going to discuss in the next session. So these are the normal poskim that you see on the spot. And if you read that, you don't see any chilukim lechora lemaise. All the animals are muktze. It's asur to touch them, and even animals that like comfortable around the house, it's asur. Now, if you look in the Achroinim, they bring like Rishoinim, not Rishoinim, but Rishoinim. Fascinating tshuva, the Maracha Uzarua, in Siman Pei Aleph and Siman Pei Bet. The two tshuvot, the Maracha Uzarua was basically asking the Rosh a question, and it's lichora similar to this question. It's the second part of the question, I just quote the part that's relevant for us, page number 9. ועוד הודיעני, כי נראה לי אף הודיעני, it's not הודיעוני, הודיעני, basically asking the Rosh to tell him what he thinks, כי נראה לי אף על פי שבעלי חיים מוקצים נינו, מכל מקום נראה לי להתיר לטלטל עופות המצפצפים בכל נאה בכלובו. דלי קלמי חשדיל משמית גדפיו, כיוון שבני אדם נהנים בכולם, לאו מוקצימו. מי דדעה והסליקוסטה שהיא למראה, וכל הוא מראה כי ידע דנינו לעניין מילה. So I'm going to explain what he's saying. He said, I think that if you have a, it seems like he discussed a parrot, that has a nice voice, and people enjoy the voice, enjoy the singing. So since this animal is dedicated, is miyuchad lashir, and shir, like singing, is something that is important, and what is the source to show that singing is important? He said that we have the Gemara in Daf Nun, a selikusta. Selikusta is basically like a flower that people like used to put on the table. And the Gemara does just discuss if you put it in and out so you don't have a problem of making a hole. But the Selikusta itself is not muktze. Why? Because it's made for, look at it. So you see that kol u'mar'e v'reach, it's a concept in halacha, kol v'mar'e v'reach, sound, view, smell, like spiritual benefits, spiritual enjoyments, are also considered a use, not only physical use. This is also considered use. And based on that, he said, the fact that I'm dedicating this animal to enjoy the voice, then maybe that's going to take the shemukze away. And he said, another source for that, klishir. We have a gzeira that you're not allowed to play your guitar, right? Shema etaken klishir. But if there was no gzeira, was it a mukze? Lichora, no. But he said, why? The only purpose of this instrument is to make music. So you see that the use of voice is considered a use. Without the gezerah, it would have been okay. So he brings two sources that voice and music is considered a high enough shimush to take away the shem muktze lechor. And the Rosh disagreed with him. The Rosh said, "Lo melani li bilatir. I don't have enough strength to be matiret. You cannot learn heter shimush ba'ale chayim heter kelim." That because klishim lachto leisur lezor gufo v'mekuma mutar, aval tzorot shebechatzer afilu tzeich mem tzor gadol asur letatelam mishum de'en torat kli alem. He said the only thing that you're missing by animals that they don't have shem kli. The same way that tzorot shebechatzer, stones in the chatzer, although you could have covered kli with them, but since it's not, doesn't have shem kli, so it need a higher level of yichud to take away the shem mukze. So it's very hard to learn from Kelim, what he brings Raya, although the Selikusta is not a Kli, but he said at least the case of Klishir, it's not a good source. And he said another reason that he is afraid to be matir, yesh leser yoter b'alei chayim, en mishtamshim b'alei chayim. There is another gezeira that we have in animals that you're not allowed to use animal, you're not allowed to ride on an animal, you're not allowed to lean on an animal, it's a different gezeira, that even if the animal is not muktzeh, you're not allowed to be mishtamesh bim ba'al chayim. So even if you're going to take away the shem muktzeh, you still have a problem with shimush bim ba'al chayim. So I want to say something here that I think was pretty pashut to me when I read it, and I was worried that I didn't find so many people, and then Baruch Hashem I found. So I think that even the discussion between the Marach HaZarua and the Rosh was only when you had an animal that normally the only use was for singing. And then he asked, could I also move it on Shabbat? Because the singing going to take away the Shem Muktzeh, and it's not Muktzeh, so then I can take it out and play with it a little bit. But it wasn't an animal that the whole purpose of it was to play with. It might be that in a case that you have a little pet that like a little dog or a little cat that you always pick it up and you always play with it, it might be a higher level of yichud that even the Rosh is going to be moed, because the main argument was if the fact that it's miyuchad lashir, is that enough to take away the Shem Muktzeh? But if you play with it all the time and you pick it up all the time, so it's not less than even that you miyached to play with. It's true that there is another machloket between the poskim if yichud for playing is considered good enough by kadur, and we're going to see that next week. Is yichud for game is enough yichud? But assuming it is a yichud, according to the poskim who said that it is a yichud, when you miyached animal, although it's muktzeh mechamat gufo, you miyached it for playing, it's going to be different. And maybe that's the kavanah of the marshal. The marshal said chicken in the house, it's a chicken that probably the kids play with. So it's a different status. It's a different, completely different status than a chicken in the backyard. There is another Tosfot in Shabbat in Daf Mem Hei that brings Rabbeinu Yosef. Do you have to go to my Rav also?
No.
Okay. So the Rabbi Yosef in Tosfot in Shabbat Daf Mem Hei Amud Bet, Tosfot right, Hacha B'mai Askin Adit Be'efruach Met, Teresh Rav Rabbi Yosef, it's the bottom of page number 9, Ve'lo nakat Efruach Chai, Mishum Dechazi Leshachek Bo Latinok Shebuche. So it's Mefurash in Rabbeinu Yosef that when you have Efruach Chai, it's not Muktzeh because it's Ra'ui to give it to a kid to play with. And then Tosfot disagree, Ve'ani Redai, Ba'idu Kofinat Asa Lifnei Efruachim, Mashmad Asur Letaltel. So Tosfot said, what are you talking about? A little chick is a muktzeh because the kofinat asa lifnei efrochim, it's mukach that efrochim are muktzeh. I want to say all of what Rabbeinu Yosef said and the Tosfot disagree with is only when you discuss a little chick that it's not miyuchad to play with a kid, it's not miyuchad for the kids to play with. He just said that efroach chai, even if it's not miyuchad, since it's ra'ui to give it to a tinok, that's by itself take away the Shem Muktzeh. And with that, Tosfot disagree. He said, a normal chick, a normal efroach, is not miyuchad. So you can disagree and say that all the little chicks are considered not Muktzeh because maybe I'm going to give it to a tinok. That's not enough. But even Tosfot could be moided to what I'm saying. Because if you brought a little chick to the house just for the kids to play with before Shabbat, and he did play with them before Shabbat, in this case, even Tosfot might be moided. All the disagreement that Tosfot has with Rabbeinu Yosef is when the chick, he's discussing like every chick, because that's what the Rabbeinu Yosef is trying to answer. Why did the Gemara say Efruach Chai? Because he said, every Efruach Chai is not Muktzeh. That's not true, said Tosfot, but Tosfot can still agree with what I'm saying. And I was still like worried, like, so I found Baruch Hashem 2 or maybe 3. You can disagree with the Marsha. Marsha in Shabbat Nun Gimel seems to say this idea. Is mechalek between dichre de ravuna, the Tosfot says there is a concept and kli nital ala tzor davar anital. And the question is, Tosfot asks ravuna, dichre de ravuna, the dichre are davar sheno nital, so how could he close the... So you see that behema is not davar anital. And then dafnun, nun gimel, the Gemara seems to say that covering the donkey with the ukaf is not a problem of and metaltelim clear it's all davar anital. So the donkey is davar anital and the dichri is not davar anital. So the Marsha says, "Mishum de en derech lemoshchan ulaolichan ba'achizat yad kmo chamor de'acha." So the Marsha is the first one to be mechalek. There is two types of animals. There is an animal that you normally pull with a leash, so they're considered davar amuchan. They're not considered so much muktzeh like the dichri. Dichri just sit there and don't do anything. You don't take them for a walk. But animal that you take for a walk is a different definition. But you could still argue that for the purpose of davar anital, maybe it's not davar anital, but it's not considered muktzeh completely. So lemaise goes Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Siman Kaf Bet. You have like a lot of little shailos, and in Seif Katan Kaf Alef, somebody asked him if birds that are singing, if they're mukze. So he said, "Kol ba'alei chayim ave mukze, afilu be'otan she'atinokot mezachkim b'hem, ela im ken hem miyuchadim le'sha'ashuim." So he for sure put he pets. So he's mefurash. It was pasher to him like this. She'elat Shaul, that's another posek. It was in Switzerland. Or chayim siman mzayin. He basically quote the Maharsha and he understood that according to the Maharsha it's completely not mukze. So we have at least two poskim that said it mefurash. And what I'm saying now is disagreeing with the Orchot Shabbat. If you read in the Orchot Shabbat, in page number 83, he does not mechalek. He said it's osur, it's mukze. Rav Avadia and his tshuva seems to be machmir with fish in aquarium. He doesn't raise this chiluk.
Fish, are you metalta with the fish? You need to take it out of the aquarium?
So that's another, I don't want to go into
it. About picking up the aquarium.
So that's, I'm saying like, even if the fish is considered mukze, if you normally move the aquarium, so then the aquarium, the whole aquarium by itself, maybe is considered mukhanatil tul, the same way that you're moving your watch, although it has battery in it. Since the main thing is the watch, and the battery is just tafel, or is not the main thing. It's like the whole aquarium is movable, so maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman said that. So that's even if you disagree with the whole chidush, you could still allow it to move the aquarium. So Rav Avadia, it's not exactly this. He was asked about aquarium. He said, if you don't move it normally, don't move it. And again, Rav Avadia's tshuva is aquarium. No one play with the fish, take the fish out and play with it. So it's not. It has nothing to do with what we're saying. It just in general, the tshuva between the Marich and the Rosh, he said that lechora we should paskin like the Rosh. But I'm saying, even if we hold like the Rosh, this is true for a normal animal that it's not miyuchad to play with. Now, even if you disagree with what I'm saying and you hold like the Orchot Shabbat and the poskim that disagree with that, what about just petting an animal? Even if you hold, let's say you assume that the animal is mukta, what about petting? So if you look in Siman Shin Bet, if you dalef, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if somebody have dirty hands and he wants to clean them, like a lot of, he have like mud. So he have a horse, he want to clean his hands on the horse tail, he says it's mutter. Why? Why? You're touching an animal, you're moving the hair. It's tiltul b'miktza, that's you moving the hair. So the Sefer Torah Shabbat, or Tosefet Shabbat, I'm not sure which one, I didn't see it inside, it says that it's when it's the tail is cut. You have a tail that you cut, and it's just hanging on the wall. It's not a real animal.
It's not attached to
animal. So the Biur Halacha said, what are you talking about? It's nobody say that. Shum posek lo amar et ze. And he says that it has to be attached. And what he asked, mishum tiltul. So the Biur Halacha writes there, Efshar de lo asura gufan de ba'alechem, page 13. אפשר דלא אסור רק גופן דבעליכם ולא בשערן שהוא מחובר אליהם דלא חשיב כגופן. The issue of tiltul animal is only the animal itself, but not the שיער. חזל were not gozer on the שיער. It's because it's not part of the body. And שמירת שבת כחתה.
You're touching the fur, but not the animal itself?
It's tiltul במקצת of the hair. Basically, it's not the animal itself. It's just the hair. It's something that attached to the animal. So חזל were not gozer on this.
Does that mean just like to rub your hand, or like, or even to pick up the tail? Would that be different?
Since it's still attached, picking it up is the same, I think. If you read the Shmirat Shabbat Kichata, he seems to say a little bit better to understand. He said that. He brings the svara that we said for animals, he said it for the hair. אך אפשר שרגילים בכך לנגב ידיים מלוכלכות בשערותיו וחשיב כעומד לכך, ולכך גם מן השערות מוקצה. He said, since it was normal to do it back then, that people used to clean their hand in the hair of the animal, so it's the hair of the animal is considered מיוחד for this. So it's not a מוקצה. So, ממה נפשך, if you accept this svara for animals, so you should accept that for the animal itself also. If you have a pet, you should like... And I found in the there is a sefer that collects tshuvos from Rav Nevenzel. So somebody asked him, can I pet animals? He said, "Betitul b'miktzatesh mikelim." So he basically said, petting an animal you could be okay with, even if you disagree with the whole. But again, petting an animal, it's going to be true even for big animal that we agree that they are muktzah. Even if you accept our chiddush that right. Pets are not muktzah, we still agree that big animals are muktzah.
So I would think there would be a difference between. If you just pet the back of an animal, is that even tiltal? Is that even tiltal with mitzvahs?
If it has long hair, then it moves. Oh. Some of the animals have a very long
hair.
Hair.
Moves,
yeah,
hair
yeah. So it's tiltal be mitzvah, but again, there is enough reason to be maker, especially with the source that we have from Shin.
What about picking it up?
So again, picking it up, I would say it's a little bit of a chidush. Bo Hashem, I found a couple of postim who said it meforash. It's like a heara. I don't know who put this in print. It's like a smaller print there. I don't know. I emphasize that because that's the point that I wanna. But I don't know if it's like a. It's not like a tshuva that he writes with all the sources and like gives you like a lot of.
It's just that one line.
Yeah, it's like it was pasher to him. Like it, for me, it was also a very strong svara that I wanted to say. But you want to find like somebody who say that meforash. So Baruch Hashem, I found, but. So it makes me more comfortable with it, but it's still tough. That's for today.